Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf began a trip to the United States with a speech last night at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. NPR's Athena Desai reports from Boston.
Musharraf portrayed himself as a statesman shepherding Pakistan's transition away from a corrupt political past into a democratic future, one that would continue to make Pakistan a central player in the war on terror. High on the reform agenda for the country are peaceful relations with India, relations, he says, that are currently at their lowest ebb because of the dispute over Kashmir.
It is the unfinished business of the creation of independent Pakistan and India in 1947. Terrorism itself did not create the tragedy of Kashmir.
Musharraf admitted there is much that hasn't changed in the region in over 50 years when answering a young Pakistani student's question.
I always have been saying in Pakistan that our generation has failed Pakistan, actually.
That's true.
And I'll hasten to add, I am not failing them.
Musharraf defended Pakistan against India's accusations that they sponsor cross-border terrorism. He said his country condemns all forms of terrorism anywhere in the world. That prompted a question from Harvard senior Josh Weiner. He asked if Musharraf would support the U.S. if Saddam Hussein unleashed weapons of mass destruction.
Yes, if there was any country attacking any other country with a nuclear device, certainly I would like to go on the side of the victim, as far as this is concerned. But as far as the issue of Iraq otherwise is concerned, Pakistan has its hands full with so many problems on our eastern border, on our western border.
Domestically, Pakistan is also roiling under Musharraf's recent announcement that he would alter the constitution so he could dissolve the elected parliament at will and appoint the country's military chiefs and Supreme Court justices. Musharraf asked the Harvard community to see these changes as a new homegrown system of appropriate checks and balances.
Don't see Pakistan from British views or American eyes. See Pakistan from Pakistani eyes.
Musharraf's reforms are likely to face international scrutiny this fall. He has said that he'll remain in power even after general elections are held in October. The Pakistani president will likely continue to make his case when he delivers the keynote address at the opening session of the UN General Assembly on Thursday. Athena Desai, NPR News, Boston.